beneath Philadelphia's abandoned Viaduct Railroad tracks, north of Chinatown, a sound and video installation tells the forgotten stories of women who lived in the neighborhood over the past 300 years. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on a temporary public art project called Unsung.
This droning sound you're hearing reverberates against the stones of an arched overpass under the old viaduct rail bed. They are electronically manipulated voices of singers reciting stories of four women. They're imagined characters based on the history of the Callow Hill neighborhood, sometimes called Chinatown North. One artist on this project, Matthew Sueb, says they were asked by the city's mural arts program to create an installation about the neighborhood's history.
It was pretty immediately apparent to us that there were people that were not represented in the, you know, sort of capital H historical record, and they were women. We asked for additional research. What about women in the neighborhood? What have they been doing for the past 300 years?
Sadly, most of those articles did talk about prostitution and sex workers.
That is Sueb's collaborator, Nadia Hiranaka, who discovered that in the 18th and 19th centuries, this part of town was a red light district. It also was home to immigrants, many of them forced or tricked into coming to America to work in sweatshops, laundries, and brothels. The artist gave historical texts to singers who recorded melodic recitations. The images of those singers are projected onto the walls of this tunnel. It's covered in grit, grime, and decades-old mineral deposits. The result is Unsung, a one-time-only installation of sound and video happening Friday night. The sound was designed by Nadia Poteo, who manipulated the voices to the point where words are sometimes totally abstracted. She wants people to experience the history and the tunnel viscerally.
Yeah, I come hang out in the tunnel to hear the acoustics. I sing in there. That's how I've been imagining as I am composing, because it's sort of impossible to know until you're in there.
The effect of this installation is a spooky one, with ghostly projections, fog machines, and ominous atmospheric sounds. But the artists say this is not about Halloween. Rather, it's about remembering centuries of women who have been forgotten. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.